ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Nightlife travel.
Some people love to travel to places where they can go full throttle on Christmas. I mean, you could head off to Lapland, for instance, where the locals attract thousands of people at this time of the year as they claim ownership as the official hometown of Santa Claus. Or you could go to New York, where the lights go red and green and the store windows are full of Christmas displays and there's the big Christmas tree and all of that. Others love the many classic Christmas markets in Germany and Austria. And if those magical markets are your thing, I guess, but you're on a bit of a budget, you might be able to get the same snowy feeling by staying in the Southern Hemisphere and avoid travelling all those thousands of kilometres and just instead head for the Adelaide Hills. I know. The historic town of Harndorf is about 30 minutes' drive out of Adelaide and has a pretty cool reputation for unofficially being Australia's most Christmassy destination. Indeed, as we speak, Harndorf's Main Street is being transformed into a winter wonderland, without the winter, of course. Carolyn Cattrall is chair of the Harndorf Business and Tourism Association, and she joins us. Carolyn, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Good evening, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Well, Harndorf has all that classic German heritage, doesn't it? Founded in 1839. Tell me a bit about its history. Its name itself, of course, is a classic German name.
Absolutely. So the town was settled by 52 Prussian who were persecuted in Prussia, so came across on the boat, landed in Port Misery, as Port Adelaide was known at the time, on the 1st of January 1839, and Captain Hahn, who was the captain of the Zebra boat that they travelled on, was so impressed with the way that they worked as a community, he offered to help them find suitable land because the South Australia was settled by free settlers and so the government was giving away land. So they came up to the Adelaide Hills and found this beautiful area that we now call Harndorf, and the name Harndorf comes from Captain Hahn, and Dorf means village. So that's how Harndorf came about. And they set up the village as a German village. So their homes at the front with their businesses, and then behind on these long blocks, their produce that they grew and their animals that they, you know, used for food. So, yeah, it's a long history and it's a beautiful, beautiful village.
Did Captain Hahn himself settle there?
No, he didn't. He went back home.
Oh. But so he took one look and thought, not for me. Nine.
Well, he thought it was perfect for the others, so yeah. And many of those families still live here in Harndorf, descendants of. So
Is that right?
Yeah, we have a really rich history, so yeah, it's wonderful.
No, it's a beautiful place. I've been to Harndorf many times. It's one of the most scenic places, and in the beautiful Adelaide Hills, of course, on the outskirts, or well, overlooking Adelaide. It's a magnificent place. So what does Christmas in the hills look like? I mean, with all that German tradition, of course, I guess it becomes very Christmassy, does it, at this time of the year?
It certainly is. So St. Nicholas arrived in town on Friday evening, last Friday evening, to start the Christmas season. This weekend we are transforming the whole village into our take on the traditional German market. So the shops will be open at night. There are a number of markets that are open along the main street selling artisan wares. We've lit up our majestic trees that we have along the main street. So it's going to be as close to a German market as we possibly can.
Have you got one big Christmas tree?
No, we don't actually. We have many Christmas trees.
Okay.
One of the projects that the community have done this year is make Christmas trees. So there's lots of different Christmas trees along the main street that have been made out of reimagined items, so red tablecloths and all sorts of things like that. So that's a really lovely thing to hunt along the way as well.
I'm imagining that the Adelaide Hills wouldn't be a bad place for a Christmas tree farm. Are there any up there?
Yeah. There would be a number of Christmas tree farms up in the Adelaide Hills. It is the perfect place. And lots of us live on acreage, so just take a branch off of one of those anyway.
Yes, as you said, this coming weekend is going to be a major Christmas event, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. So it's when we all come together as a community, and we get lots of visitors from down the hill, or as your listeners might like to drive across and see the beautiful lights and immerse themselves in the main street.
Mm. When's Santa turning up? Or actually not Santa, it'd be St. Nicholas, wouldn't it, Carolyn?
Yes, it would be St. Nicholas. So, yes. So as I said, St. Nicholas arrived last Friday.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. So he's already in residence, is he?
Yep, he's starting the tradition for us, the season for us. And then, of course, German families like to celebrate on Christmas Eve.
That's true, actually. It's a Christmas Eve thing, isn't it? Yeah. What about kids? Because that's what Christmas is about, Carolyn. Does St. Nicholas come in that way, or does he do something? What does he do?
So this weekend we will have St. Nicholas in residence.
Mm-hmm.
Down the Adelaide end of the street, as we like to call it. At Comedas. So the children will be able to let St. Nicholas know Christmas wish list. If they have been good, they might be granted it. So it is all happening this weekend.
Is the idea that St. Nick comes back and gets down the chimney, or is that not happening in the German Christmas?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I think he does. He certainly, if you be naughty, leaves coal in
that. I imagine he would. Hey, look, it's always a bit cooler up in the hills. I mean, although you haven't got any snow.
No, I can't promise snow.
But it probably lends itself to that slightly cooler thought, and thoughts might turn to more snowy climes, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I had... The other thing that I do in Handoff is I have a gift shop, and I had a beautiful young English couple in on the weekend who said that it was the first time when they visited Handoff on Saturday, it was the first time that they felt like there was going to be a Christmas this year, because they couldn't imagine having Christmas in the hot weather. But here, it is a little bit cooler and we look like Christmas, so in their minds.
All right, so you've got decorated trees. What else have you got? Tell me about the main street. What else does it look like?
Okay, so the main street is the wonderful thing about our main street is that it is all small businesses. So mm-hmm. often the person behind the counter is the person that owns the shop. And so we have two German candle makers along the street. I think we might even have three. We have a number of bakeries, so you can get your pretzels and, of course, your gingerbread for mm-hmm. a German Christmas. So it's a wonderful main street.
Yes, very good. What else is there? There's lots of other things to do in the hills, aren't there? Tell us a bit about the other tourist attractions in the hills.
Okay, so as you said, the Adelaide Hills does Christmas beautifully. So over at Lobethal, which is another town that was settled by Germans, the whole town lights their houses up. So the Lobethal Christmas lights is always a huge attraction. And I know also that they do a reenactment of the nativity scene each night. So that's, you can go to so on your way home from the markets in Handorf, you can go down to Lobethal on your way home. There are plenty of places that you can purchase your own Christmas tree and go and have a look for one that is perfect for your house. And of course, we have such a beautiful food production area that you can go cherry picking and strawberry picking for your Christmas table. Go to one of the many, many wineries to select your wines for your Christmas table.
All you have to do
is just come to Handorf and the Adelaide Hills, and we can sort all of your Christmas needs out.
This is a program that goes all over Australia, so I can imagine some people are thinking, that's quite a way for us to go. But still, we can imagine what it must be like.
Absolutely, we'll put it on your bucket list for next year.
Yeah, that's true. That German heritage, though, is widespread in South Australia, isn't it? Up in the Barossa, of course, famously, but the hills and Handorf in particular was where German people put down roots and have stayed there ever since.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lovely little story that I learnt just recently, Hans Heisen, who is a famous landscape painter, his daughter Nora was also a painter. He has his house up here, which has been handed to a trust, and they run it, and it looks like he's just, was mid-painting and he stood up and left. But they used, him and his wife used to hang a giant Christmas tree in the studio and lit it with all the little candles as they do in Germany. And Sally, his wife, would bake gingerbread for all of the children in the village. And so all the children in the village would go up to the Cedars studio and sit under the Christmas tree and then, yeah, and then sing some carols and then get their gingerbread.
Beautiful. Magnificent. Well, I hope you have a very happy Christmas. What's on your list, on your wish list for Christmas, Carolyn?
Oh, just another beautiful family day, and then I'm straight back to work.
Good on you. All right, thanks. Well, have a happy Christmas, and thanks for talking to us.
You too. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Phil.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.